Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
I'm trying to figure out if I respect this or if I think this is a bitch move. All right, Hot 96.9. So, before I tell you what he did, let me just say that this is why Twitter is such a beautiful thing. Back in 2013, Vontae Davis, now former NFL player, tweeted, hashtag Vontae Corner, the people who succeed in life are those who don't quit. And he capitalized the Q, the U, the I, and the T.
Oh, people evolve as time goes on.
Yeah.
Yes, people change.
In other
change.
Words, your team gets their butt kicked two weeks in a row, and you reevaluate life.
Yes, that was December 26, 2013. Let's fast forward basically 5 years to September of 2018 when Vontae Davis played the first half of the Buffalo Bills game yesterday. And then at halftime, took off his uniform. His uniform.
Amazing.
Put on his regular street clothes.
That did not happen.
And left the stadium.
That did not happen.
Forever. He retired at halftime.
Amazing. I would have loved to have been in that locker room.
Was there a statement made or just like walked out?
After the fact, there was a statement made. Released a statement after.
This isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL. Really? But today on the field, really hit me hard. I shouldn't be out here anymore.
Wow.
Listen, the world, here's the thing about it. Let me play you audio before I even get into it, of a teammate of his who was shocked about it.
You've seen anything like that in your NFL
career?
Never
have seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it, and it's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did he say anybody?
He didn't say nothing to nobody. No. You know as much as I know. I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out, he retired.
So
when you know you made it.
I can see it in Pop Warner, like, you know, you're six, 7 years old.
I saw it yesterday
at
one of our games.
Did you?
Yes.
Kids are hitting too hot out here.
Yes. It was too hot. They were little kids. Right.
Which is fine. My son, he tried playing football in high school. They put him at offensive line. He got drilled by this kid on defense. He got put down. But he finished the game. And then he was like, I don't want to play this all the time. It hurts. I got a concussion.
But that's when, like with the Vontae Davis thing, like I would have loved to have been in the locker room. Because, you know, Buffalo stinks. So there probably was some of the dudes in there like, yo, where you going, D? He's like, yo, I'm out. They probably like, man, I want to go to, but I look at it like this, man. That's when you know you made it, when you could just say, you know what? This team stinks. This organization stinks. I'm done with it. I'm just getting up and walking away.
He couldn't even finish. Man, I would have grabbed my hamstring, my ass cheek, just been like, coach, I would have faked the limp. And been like, let me sit off for the rest of the game.
Yeah, but he's keeping it 100, though. Why? He's not faking.
That's why I don't know if I should respect it or not.
You gotta respect it.
But the thing that, I mean, listen, he doesn't owe the NFL anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing, right? The NFL would cut him like that and not give him a warning. So I understand that. But don't you think he owes his teammates something? Like, I feel like if I was on a team, like if one of you guys decided to just walk out in the middle of a show, I would be... I would feel a certain kind of way about that.
Like you might tell somebody. He probably told somebody he was cool with, like, yo, Mario. Somebody he, like, you know, hangs with. But Melissa, you think if you just bounce,
I wouldn't do that to you guys. I feel like you are disrespecting the people you work with by doing that.
Yeah. Look, life is made up basically of people who decided not to leave their spouse, leave their job. It happens. You get into a fight with someone, and let's say it's someone who's like a friend or a coworker or something, and you don't like them. You picture yourself killing them, but there's like a little filter that keeps you from doing it.
Well, yeah, that's killing them. But in his, there are people that get to a point in their life where they're like, yo, I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm keeping it one. I'm not doing it no more. I'm leaving.
Hang a little bit. I got into a fight with my wife this weekend. Yeah, somewhere in my head, I was like, you know what? Because she's in Vegas right now with her mom and her sister. In my head, I was like, stay in damn Vegas. I can care less. But then you think about it, you're like, that's just stupid. No, you
don't
can't.
Don't say it.
You,
don't say it.
Right.
Yeah. You know how often sometimes your kids annoy you and you're like, you're driving home and you're like, you know, I can just turn the car around right now and leave and no one will ever find me.
That's because you're not at Vontae Davis's point where you know you don't need nothing.
He's a quit. Okay, listen.
Think about how many people went out and got cigarettes. Fathers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for my dad to come back home.
They're all Vontae Davis. I respect more. People who like leave jobs when they can't pay the bills. They're like, I'm out of here. And have you right in the middle of a job.
That's
in
classic.
The middle, you're just like, you know what? I'm out this bitch.
That's gangster.
Didn't that person do it on the plane? Remember they like
yeah,
slid
but
down?
There's yes! a difference. Here's the difference. Okay. And here's my little asterisk to this yep. story. If you're going to call in with a story about leaving your job in the middle of mm-hmm. the day, you could not have planned it. Like when you were on your way to your job that day, you didn't plan on leaving.
Right.
You're like, I'm just going to work.
This is spontaneous.
Yes, a spontaneous at Damn. The moment. You're like, I'm done with this.
I got FU money.
Yeah, not FU money. I'm just like, FU, I don't need this anymore.
Right.
I'm leaving. 617-288-1969. You left in the middle of your job.
How many deadbeat dads call?
This is Tiffany who quit. Where'd you quit?
I was at a restaurant in Kenmore Square during playoff season when the Red Sox were in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it got completely swamped. And I had already had problems with my coworkers about being lazy and not handling their business and doing what they were supposed to be doing. But we got completely smacked this particular day. And they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. So I went to the locker room, changed my clothes, and left.
Can I say the funny part of her story?
Oh my God.
As she was telling us the story, I feel like she was reliving it and getting right. madder and madder. Like she was a son of a bitch. I'd do it again right now.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new High 96.9.